Two people have been rescued from a collapsed 17-story apartment building in Tainan, Taiwan, where a powerful earthquake struck Saturday. Officials say a woman was found under the body of her husband Monday morning. The body of their 2-year-old son was found near them. Rescue workers are searching for 5 other members of the woman's family. A man was also found alive. He is reported to be talking to rescue workers. The powerful earthquake of magnitude 6.4 struck early Saturday morning. At least 36 people have died. Liu Shicheng is the Deputy Secretary General of the City of Tainan government. He told VOA that more than 300 people have been rescued from the building. He says about 100 people are missing. 16 rescue teams from across the country are helping search for survivors. Liu says workers are now entering into the most difficult part of the rescue effort. That is because most people must be found within 72 hours after being trapped. Workers are using cranes, tools, and their hands to dig through collapsed buildings. Medical workers are ready to help anyone found alive. Taiwan's official central news agency says 9 buildings were destroyed in the quake, all of them in the historic city of Tainan. Many other buildings are unsafe, forcing people who lived or worked in them to leave. Markets, banks, and other companies that operated in the buildings are closed. Liu says hotels will let people stay in rooms without charge for a week. Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau said there have been several smaller quakes since Saturday. The quake struck 2 days before the Chinese Lunar New Year celebrations, the most important holiday in the Chinese calendar. I'm Mario Ritter.